Perek Vav Mishnah Vav. So we're continuing to discuss halachos about bracha rishayna, birchas hananim, the most basic mitzvah. One is not allowed to eat without first making a bracha. And in order to appreciate this mishnah, like so many of the mishnayos that we've recently learned, we have to appreciate that once upon a time meals were a lot more formal than they are today. In fact, once upon a time, it was perfectly normal for a group of people to sit around together, have lunch, have dinner, and to eat reclining, to eat bahaseba. So to us, eating bahaseba is something we associate with Pesach at the Leil HaSeder, to act like B'nai Chayrin, we eat bahaseba. But once upon a time, people often ate bahaseba. And as we're about to see, there were actually nafkeminos lahalacha, as it relates to Hilchas Brachos, depending on whether the group of people eating together were eating Bahaseba or were not eating Bahaseba. Says the Mishnah, if a group of people sit down together to eat, each person has to make a bracha, not just that, his own bracha, as opposed to having one person being moitzi everybody else with a bracha. That's not okay. But rather, every individual has to make his own bracha. He sebu. In the event that the people weren't just eating together, but rather they're eating bahaseba, they're reclining, then echad mevarech lekulon, one person can make a bracha and be moitzi everybody else. The difference is that when everyone's eating bahaseba, we look at them as if they're eating together. It's really one unit of eating. And as a result, one person can be moitzi everybody else. If, however, the people are yoishvin lecho, they're just sitting and eating, then we look at it as a bunch of individuals that just so happen to be sitting at the same table or in the same room, but they're not really eating together, so that you don't have the halacha, one person can be moitzi everybody else. The only time one person can be moitzi everybody else is if we deem that they're really eating together. And that's only true if they're eating bahaseba. What happens if during the meal the waiter serves wine? So the halacha is, even in the middle of a meal, even if you washed, but you have to make a bayri priya gafen, if wine is served, says the Mishnah, kol echad ve'echad nevarich la'atzmai. Each person has to make his own bracha. The chiddush is, even if they're eating bahaseba, so really they're eating together, so really one person should be able to be mitzi everybody else, but when it comes to wine, that's not the halacha. And the reason is, not because of wine, but it's because it's the middle of the meal. And during the meal, people are distracted with their food. So we're concerned that if you're not going to make your own bracha, but you're going to rely on somebody else being mitzi you, you may be distracted. And as a result, you won't have in mind to really be yoitza properly. You won't pay attention to the words. You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah. So you're much better off making your own bracha. What about wine that was served after the meal? We saw in the previous Mishnah that was commonplace, that sometimes they would serve wine after the meal. Oh, once the meal is over, now you're drinking wine, you're making a bayir priya gafen, as long as you're still sitting bahaseba, one person can make the bracha, he can be moitzi everybody else, says the Mishnah. Not just that, v'hu oimer ala mukmar, the person that would make the bracha on wine would also be the one to be moitzi the oilam on the mukmar. He would be moitzi them for the incense that was brought out at the end of the meal. So what exactly is this? So again, once upon a time, it was very customary that at the end of the meal, they would bring out a pan that had coals on it, and there were atzei besamim. There were things that smelled really, really good. And the oilam would smell it, and before they smelled it, they would make a bracha. So if one person wants to be moitzi them, that's something that you can do. Who's the one that would be moitzi? So the Mishnah says, v'hu oimer ala mugmar, which the Rav Bar Tanura says, it's the one that's going to lead the oilam with benching. So whoever's the one that's going to bench, he's the one that should be moitzi everybody else with this mugmar. And the Mishnah says, afa pisha eime vienes ha mugmar elo la'achar asuda. Meaning the chiddush is that when did they used to bring the mugmar? They would bring it after the meal. After the meal means after the benching. So why should the person that has the schus that to bench for everybody also be the one that's going to make the bracha on the mugmar? If it's part of the meal, I would understand a little bit better. But the mugmar is being brought after the meal. Being that it's being brought after the meal, you would think that maybe the two shouldn't be connected. That's the chiddush. That's what the Mishnah says, that one person could be moitzi everybody else with the mugmar. Not only could one person be moitzi everybody else with the mugmar, but the one that leads the benching, he's the one that would make that bracha. Just one short rate bite before we see the next Mishnah, and that is that the last line of the Mishnah is that it was customary that when the people were sitting together, they would bring out mugmar, something that smelled really good, and they would make a bracha. Now, what bracha do you make on mugmar? So you make a bracha of bayre mine besamim, or if it's wood, it's bayre atze besamim. But you made the bracha on besamim. So there's an idea that if you smell something very good, you're supposed to make a bracha. The Gemara Masechtas Brachas Daf Mem Gimel Amud Breis brings the makar. How do you know you make a bracha when you smell something good? Amarav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amarav Minayin Shemivarchan Al Areach. How do you know you make a bracha before you smell something good? Shenemar, the pasuk says Koyla Neshama Tahalolka. What's an example of a hana that the neshama has hana from it, but the guf does not have hana? That's smelling. When you smell something good, your neshama is having hana. When your neshama has hana, you're supposed to make a bracha. And this is the makar, this is the source, this is how you know that when you, before you smell something geshmak, you're supposed to make a bracha. The Noida Yehuda, in his Sefer Tzlach, and other achrayim as well ask that why does the Gemara need a special pasuk to teach me that you make a bracha before you have hana from smelling something good? Before you eat, you have to make a bracha. Why? We mentioned this in one of the earlier Mishnayos. The Gemara says it's a svara. In fact, the Gemara tried bringing psukim, but the Gemara said you don't really need a pasuk. Svarahu, it's aser to have hana from this world without making a bracha. So, freik denoy de Yehuda, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that before you smell something good, you make a bracha? Of course you make a bracha. Before you have any pleasure, you make a bracha. So why would you think that the pleasure of reyach, of smelling something good, would be any different? And the achroinim say that maybe the difference is that the svara that you can have hana without making a bracha, that's when your guf is having hana. But maybe when your neshama is having hana, that's already different. And it's for that reason, the neshama's hana, we needed a pasuk, and the pasuk is koila neshama tahalaka. But really, there's a fundamental difference between the hana of reyach and the regular hana. A regular hana is hana saguf. Hana reyach is not hana saguf, but rather it's a hana that the neshama has. And when the neshama has hana, that's different. And for that, you don't have a svara. For that, you have to come on a pasuk. Now, why is it that when you smell something, the neshama has hana, but when you eat something, for example, it's the guf that has hana, not the neshama? So the Heilig B'nai Yisrasler in a bunch of places says, is that if you look in the psukim, by the first aveira that was ever done, the aveira, the Eitz Hadas, all the senses played a role. They saw, Adam and Chava did the fruit, they tasted the fruit, they touch the fruit, they listen to the nachash. The only sense that's not mentioned in the pasuk that engaged, that played any role in the chet of the Eitz Hadas was the chush hareach. It was the hana of smell. And it's for that reason, the chush of reach was never pogum. It was never affected in a negative way because of the chet of the Eitz Hadas. And being that it was never affected in a negative way, therefore it's a hana that's still able to impact a person on a deeper level, on a neshama level. But the point is, there's a fundamental difference between the hana that a person has when he smells something versus the hana that he has when he tastes something. Tasting, that's a svara you have to make a bracha. Hana's reach is different, and therefore the Gemara brings a pasuk, koila neshama tahalelka. Mishnah zayin, if you lefan maliach, if someone's sitting down, he's eating a meal, and they brought him something salty, batchila, to eat. And after he ate the salty food, so his mouth was salty. He needed to put something to take away that sting a little bit. Upas imay. And they brought him out bread. Says the Mishnah, mevarech al maliach, you make the bracha on the salty thing, upayter es hapas, and you don't have to make the bracha on the bread. The reason is, hapas tfeil alay, because the pas is considered tafel. Meaning, ordinarily, if you can eat bread, and you can eat something else, you make the bracha on the bread, you don't make the bracha on the other thing. But if you're, that's only because ordinarily, when you eat bread, the primary food that you're eating is bread. That's the way it was once upon a time. But over here, you're clearly not eating the bread because it's primary. You're eating it just to take away the bite of the salty food that you ate. So therefore, if the two things were brought in front of you, you'd make the bracha on the maliach, and you would not make the bracha on the bread. Zeh HaKlal, here's the rule. Kol shu ikar vim ha'tfeilo. Anytime you eat two foods, one is an ikar, and the other is a tafel. One is a primary food, the other one is like secondary to it. Mevarech al ikar, you make the bracha on the ikar, u'poiter es ha'tfeilo, and you don't have to make the bracha on the tafel.